So we begin the new parak, the second parak of Temura. The mission begins, Yesh b'karbanos yachid, shein b'karbanos tzibur, Yesh b'karbanos tzibur, shein b'karbanos yachid. Each of them have different aspects that the other type of carbon does not have. She'karbanos yachid osin Temura, vein karbanos hatzibur osin Temura, and karbanos yachid nagis bein b'zacharim b'nekevos, b'karbanos hatzibur enogun el b'zacharim. So again, karbanos tzibur are not able to make tmura, while yachid can make tmura. Karban yachid is knowing whether it's a male, whether it's a female, and karbanos tzibur are only shayach by male. Karbanos yachid chayavim b'acharius and b'acharias niskayim. The karbanos yachid, if you take upon yourself to bring a karban, so then you have to you're responsible to bring it and make sure ensure that it's brought along with the nesachim. But karbanos tzibur ain chayavim b'acharius and lo b'acharias niskayim. But karban tzibur, you don't have to. You're not responsible to this. What does that mean in terms of responsibility? So take a look at Rashi. Rashi writes three lines down: karbanos hayachid chayavim b'acharius and kolamar yesh mehen me'osan shekavuas lehemzman. If a person has to bring a carbon yachid and he didn't, he has to make them up. Kagon carbon olas yoledes for carbonos mitzara. Im avar shmini shalov, if the eighth day of mitzara comes and he doesn't bring the carbon, yachal akriv lachesman, he's able to and he has to bring the carbon after the fact. Aval carbonos sibor sheyeshlem zman, if there's a set time, im avar zmanam, balta carbonam. If, let's say, a carbon tumid wasn't brought on Sunday and they forgot to bring it, you can't make it up on Monday. So we see that there is a tashlumim for carbonos yachid, but there is no tashlumim for carbonos sibor. But then the Mishnah says, "Aval chayavim v'achrius niskeyam misha karv hazevach." But let's say by carbon tzibur they brought the carbon, they brought the animal, the zevach, but they didn't bring the nesachim. So then you're able to bring the nesachim afterwards. You can't make up the carbon, the behema, the zevach. You can't make up, but you can make up the nesachim if the zevach was already brought. Then yesh b'karbanos tzibur masha'im b'karbanos yachid. What exists by tzibur that doesn't exist by yachid? So the Mishnah explains shekarbanos tzibur dochen es haShabbos v'esatuma, that you're able to bring like a carbon tamid and a carbon musaf for Shabbos, musaf Rosh Chodesh like today. You could bring even on Shabbos, and it's even docha tuma. But karbanos yachid ain't dochas losa Shabbos losa tuma. Yachid is not able to docha these two things. So Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says v'halocha viti kohen gadol. Uparsha Yom HaKippurim, which are karbanos yachid, the chavite kohen gadol every single day would bring chavitim, half of it in the morning, half of them in the evening, and on Yom Kippur he'd bring a par, it's called parsha aron. These are karbanos yachid, and yet dochen is the Shabbos v'satuma. So we see it has nothing to do with yachid versus tzibur, and the Mishnah concludes therefore ela shizmana kavua. It doesn't really mean that which is a tzibur, that which is a yachid. It's really anything that has a set time. So a zman kavua, even if it's a yachid, such as parsha aron, such as chavite kohen gadol, even though those are yachid, since there's zman kavua, that would be docha Shabbos, that would be docha yantiv. But something that would not be zman kavua, so then it would not be docha Shabbos, it wouldn't be docha tzibur. Tuma, even if it was a carbon tzibur, that is not kavua, that too would not be docha Shabbos or docha tuma. And Rashi gives an example of karbanos tzibur that are not kavei zman. It's his parhelm davar and sirei avodas kochavim. There are two examples of karbanos tzibur that are not kavua zman, which would not be docha Shabbos, nor would they be docha tuma. So the Gemara begins now as follows: karban yachid osa tumur. So we said this klal that a karban yachid makes tumura, and it comes from a zecharim in kevos. So asks the Gemara, v'klalahu, is this really a klal? Is this really a rule across the board? Ofos de karbon yachid ve'ein osa tamura. So we said in the Mishnah that only a karbon yachid is able to make a tamura, but a karbon tzibur can't. So the implication is that every type of karbon yachid can make a tamura, but an of is a type of karbon yachid. You could bring an of as a karbon yachid, and yet we know it cannot create tamura. So the Mishnah, the Gemara rather explains, ki katani bebehema katani. When the Mishnah said that karbanos yachid can make a tamura, that's only talking about a behema, a domesticated animal, not a bird. V'harei v'lad the karbon yachid hu v'enos a tamura. But isn't a v'lad of a cow, let's say a v'lad kadshim, it's a behema, and yet we know from previous discussions that it cannot make tamura. And the Gemara explains, no, Mani, who's the author of the Mishnah, must be Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Amar, Havlad Osa Temura, that he holds a Vlad can create Temura. So our Mishnah is correct. When the Mishnah says that carbon yachid, Osa Temura, it's true. Every type of behema that's a carbon yachid, even a Vlad Kachim, is Osa Temura. So the Gemara challenges this further. Rahare, Temura, Atma, the carbon yachid, he. So if I do animal A, I have a cow, I turn it on to, I do Temura onto animal B, to another cow, or to a sheep, or something, so that animal B is now Temura, and we bring it as a carbon. But so that's a carbon yachid, and it's a behema, and yet we know a tamura, animal B, cannot make another tamura. Sarei tamura atma to carbon yachidi, and yet ain tamura also tamura. So our Mishnah is incorrect. It's not precise. It's not true that every carbon yachid can make tamura. So the Gemara explains ki katani, when the Mishnah said it, beikar zivchei katani, that no, when the Mishnah said that a carbon yachid can make a tamura, it's talking about when the ikar, the initial carbon, animal A, that's able to make a tamura. But a secondary animal, animal B, that wasn't on the discussion in the Mishnah. So now the Gemara says, hasha dasa lahachi. Now what we come to the answer that the Mishnah is only talking about ikar zivcha, the ikar zevach. So now we can even answer the first question about vlad kachim, that we don't have to say the Mishnah is like Rebbe Yehuda. We could say it's afilu tema rabbanon beikar zivcha katani, that even though Rabban hold that Vlad Kachim are not Osa Tamura, that was not part of the discussion in the Mishnah. Our Mishnah was only describing that which was Iker Zivcha, the initial animal A, not a Tamura of A and not a Vlad of A. That wasn't part of the conversation in the Mishnah. Okay, the Gemara now continues as follows. Karbanos ha-yachid no'agos ben bizchar ben nekevos. The yachid could be either male or female animals. So the Gemara explains, v'klalahu, is this a rule across the board? V'arei ola the karban yachidi v'zachar. So asya v'nekeva lo asya. So an ola only comes from a zachar, and the same as shuachatas only comes from a nekeva, and shalom come from both of them. But we see this is the first question here, when ola only comes from a zachar, doesn't come from a nekeva. So it's not true every karban yachid could be either male or female. And ha'ika olas of. No, there's an olas of, because in the rubric of ola, it doesn't have to be an ola of a behema. Even an olas of is part of the category of an ola. And an of could come from either a male or female. The sanya, Thomas v'zichras b'behema, the issue of bali mumim and tmima and having a zachar is only true of an ola of a behema. Vein Thomas v'zichras b'ofas, but the dinim of bali mumim and the dinim of male versus female is not relevant by an of, and therefore by in the category of olas in general, males and females can be brought. So then the Gemara says, v'harei chatas de karbon yachidi. And nekeva asya zachar lo asya. A nekeva could only come from a nekeva. So it's not true that every carbon yachad, every category of a carbon yachad could come from both zachar and nekeva. So the Gemara says, no, there is a type of chatas, ha'ika, sayir nasi, demaisi zachar. So under the category of chatas, which are many types of chatos, one type, most chatos come from nekevas, but there is one particular chatas that comes from a zachar, so the mishnah still is accurate. V'ha'ika ashim yachad zachar asi nekeva lo asi. A carbon ashim only comes from males, doesn't come from females. So the Gemara says, no. Ki ka'amri, when the Rabbanan made their statement in the Mishnah contrasting tzibur to yachid, it was referring to ki ka'amri Rabbanan, carbon deshavya bein b'yachid bein mitzibur. Only a carbon that exists both in the tzibur level and the yachid level. Meaning there's an ola that comes as a yachid, and there's an ola that comes as a tzibur. There's a chathas that comes as a yachid, there's a chathas that comes as a tzibur. But asham b'yachid isa b'tzibur lesa. You never have a tzibur bring a carbon asham, and therefore that was not part of this discussion, and that's why that doesn't ruin the Mishnah. By saying, alternatively, the Gemara suggests, mi katani kol karbanos? Does it say every karban has to have a zachar nekeva? Yesh karbanos katani. Meaning, under karbanos yachid, the chatalos come as a nekeva. Olas come as zachar. We don't care about each particular type of karban. It's generally speaking, karbanos yachid, males and females can be brought. As opposed, I'm sorry, that's not how they're reading it. So again, not kol karbanos, yesh karbanos, there exists a category of karbanos yachid that can be brought from both male and female, my new shlamim. Shlamim may be brought from zachar nekeva. So there at least is one subcategory of yachid that can be coming from both the zachar nekeva, as opposed to tzibor, there is no such example. Vi bai nekeva maisi, vi bai nezachar maisi, you have the option of bringing a male or female for the shlamim. And that's how we understand this line of the Mishnah. Next part of the Gemara, which analyzes karbanos yachid chayav machrius, and that if a yachid's carbon yachid is missed, batos mano, we still say make it up the next day or the day thereafter. So menah nemila, how do you know that this distinction is true between a yachid and a tzibur? The Tani Rabban the Brayso quote the pasuk davar yom biyomo melamet shekol yom kasher lemusafim biyomo melamet im avar yom velo heviu eino chayav machriusim. The Gemara is telling us davar yom biyomo, bring the carbon musaf on that particular day, but only on that day. But if you miss that day, there is no making it up. So yachal, one might think lo yechayav machriusim niskeim. So v'yapav bishakar v'zevach. One might think, let's say you brought the Karban Musaf, you brought the Zevach, the Behema, but you did not bring the Nesachim along with it. So one might think, well, if you didn't bring the Nesachim on day Sunday, like you did with it, the Zevach was, let's say it's Rosh Chodesh, let's say Sunday. So you brought the Karban Musaf on Sunday, but you forgot to bring the Nesachim. So one might think, well, since you didn't bring it on Sunday, you can't make up the Nesachim the next day. Tamalomar, the Pasuk says, Minchasam v'niskehem. That's all. This is Parshas Pinchas we read from today. Not these particular words, but we read from Parshas Pinchas. So it says Minchasam Niskayim. It says, what does that mean? Belaila. They're able to bring the mincha at night time, and you go ahead and bring the nesachim the very next day. So that's the drasha that's being made here. You could separate minchasam to neskeim. They don't have to come on the same exact day. If the mincha was brought, if the zevach was brought, so then you're able to make the next day, make up the nesachim. Reish Lakish Amar Mehacha. He brings another pasuk. He says, Milvad Shebasos Hashem, that's his source. So take a look at Rashi just to understand these drushes here. Rashi writes around the 10 narrow lines up, Minchasam v'niskeyem. There's the first drusha, Afil Balayla v'afilu l'machar. Im karav ha-karbon bizman, if you brought the carbon at the right time, v'afilu mikan v'anasar yamim uliolam, from even now to 10 days or even forever. If it's a situation where you didn't have the nesachim available, so whenever you have the nesachim available, you can make up the nesachim, even though the zevach was already brought. The second drasha Rashi quotes, "Milvad shabasas Hashem d'hachik tziv zevach v'niskeim davar yom biyomo." You bring each one on the proper day. Milvad shabasas Hashem, aside from a Shabbos, u'mishum d'darshin and smuchim. We learn smuchim, which are psukim or words next to each other. That smuchim davar yom biyomo hakarev nesachim milvad. Osan Shabbosos. Aside from that which brought on Shabbos, which means what? Dimiyantif achar Shabbosu. So if Yantif falls out on a Sunday, on after Shabbos, hakarev nisachav im karbonosava, vakarev nisachav sheshachachta esmo v'lo krafta. To the situation where if you didn't bring the nisachav the day of, man, I'm missing this drasha now. One second.
And you could bring the nesachim that you forgot yesterday and didn't bring.
So the land of Rashi had to crave, as you're saying, have crave nesachim sheshachach esmo v'lo krafta. So you're able to, somehow the pasuk tell me, mevat Shabbos, even though you may have missed the Shabbos, you're able to make it up. And somehow there's an illusion there in this drasha that you're able to make up the nesachim. So these are two different drashas of how nesachim serve somewhat independent of the actual karban, either from minchasam v'niskeim or from mevat Shabbos Hashem. So the Gemara wants to know, why do you need two different drashas here? V'tzricha. Because the Kasei Rachman at the Torah taught us Milvad Shabbosos Hashem, only that pasuk have a mina biyom in, but Laila lo, maybe you can only bring it on the during the daytime, but not at night time. So Amar Kra uminchasam v'niskeim, that applies even by night, but Laila, even at night time you're able to bring it. The Kasei Rachman uminchasam v'niskeim v'loksim Milvad Shabbosos Hashem have a mina b'Laila in biyom lo, maybe only night time you can bring it and not the daytime. So I mean, let's say I brought it Sunday, I can make up the nesachim Sunday night, but not Monday. Why? Maishna, why would you think nighttime works but not daytime? Mishum de bekadshim laila holech achayom. We know when it comes to kadshim, it's backwards. In our regular world, we go night goes before day. Right? The new night, tonight's going to be Shabbos, tonight and tomorrow's Shabbos. But by the kadshim, it actually, the night follows the day. So I would have thought, if you didn't bring, you brought the carbon zevach on Sunday, so Sunday night, you could bring the niskeim, but you couldn't bring it Monday, so therefore you need to teach me that, because the kachim again, Laila Holech Achar Yom, Tzricha, therefore you need the pasuk that even by Yom is permitted, Afilu Adasar Yomim, Afilu Liyom, you can bring the Nisachim. So these are two different drashas that really work off each other, that you can make up Nisachim again if the Zevach was what it was already brought. So the Gemara says, V'niskayim Nisachim Mikareva Balaila. Can you really bring Nisachim at night time? Is that really true? V'atzan, the Mishnah tells us, Ein li ela dvarim shedarchan likar b'layla. I only know things that are meant to be brought at b'layla. Kigon evarim upadarim shemakrivim mivah ha-shemesh. That you bring them when the sun sets. U'misachlin ha-lochen kol ha-layla kula. That then you let them burn all night long. Evarim upadarim. And kulo, dvarim shadarchan likar bayom, that which is meant to go b'day, bayom, the daytime, kigona komet, t'valavono, minchas nesachim, all these things are daytime avodos, shemalin mivo shemesh, they put them up in mivo shemesh. The Gemara paused there for a second. Mivo shemesh implies sunset. So the Gemara says, no, what I mean to say is, hasakadai mivo shemesh sakadaitach, v'hamers, didn't we just say, dvarim shadarchan likar bayom ninu, but you do bayom, mivo shemesh implies sunset, that implies lila. So the Gemara says, no, it doesn't mean mivo shemesh, ela, im ba shemesh, with the coming of the sun, with the sunrise. So we already tweaked that. So we said that shemesh achlin v'holchin klayom. So mivah shemesh. So we said it means im ba shemesh. So that which is the nighttime is the nighttime with sunset. That which is the daytime with sunrise. So everything works out nicely. So then we said, Shemitzachlin Meholchin Kol Alayla Minayin. How do we know we let it go burn all night long? Tamalomer says in the Pasuk, Zos Tarasaola Riba. So Zos Tarasaola comes to include that you let it burn all night long. So this is the Brisa. But we're trying to pull out from this Brisa here, Katani Mia Nisachim Bayom. One of the examples of that which is brought by Yom, it says Kometz, Lavona, Minchas, Nisachim. So Nisachim are brought by Yom, they're not brought by Laila. So how can we set up until now that Nisachim may be brought Balayla? So the Gemara says, Amar Rami Bar Chama Lo Kasha. This is not a contradiction. Kan Likadesh, Kan Likar. One's talking about in terms of Kedusha. Rashi explains four lines up from the bottom here. Likadesh, Balayla, you could be Maktish Nisachim at night, Im Nitnu Bekli Shares Kache, Desulo Nafki Lechulum. So once I take some wine and put it into a Kli Shares, it becomes Kadosh, and I can't remove it to Chulun anymore. Aval Mikarev, in terms of being Makrev, in terms of putting on the Mizbeach, that Lo Karev Arayom. So when the Braisa says you only bring Minchas Nisachim Bayom, that's talking about in terms of Krava. When the Braisa said earlier Nisachim Balayla, that's referring to Kiddush Bekli Shares. The Gemara now says,
Lina
clicks in the next moment it's right for Hakrava, so the next change, meaning a daytime thing, so sunset would be the Lina, and if it's a nighttime thing, the Olas HaShachar would be the Psul Lina. So then the Gemara says, Amar Le Rava. Rava says, Imekachev is going to be Kadosh. Imekachev Kachev Kura Mikrev. No, wait a second. Once something's able to become kadosh during that zman, that means also it's right to be nikrav that zman, because we're about to see that the zman kedusha and the zman hakrava have to go hand in hand. You can't split the two up. V'atani, the Braisa tells us zekla. This is the rule. Kol akar bayom ein kadosh el bayom. That which is brought as a karban during the day can only be kadosh bayom. V'chol akar b'layla, that which is a nikrav b'layla can only be ein kadosh b'layla. A kar belayla, kadosh belayla, has to be done belayla, and that which is bein bayom bein belayla, that which is karev during the day and can also be brought during the night. So then, that's kadosh bein bayom bein belayla. So it all depends. The kedusha could only exist when the hakrava is relevant, and since we're saying that the nisachim can only be brought during the day, that means the kedusha could only be infused during the day as well. So Ella the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef Sami Minchas Nisachim Yeha Misnisa. Let's delete the words Minchas Nesachim. It shouldn't be part of the Braisa, meaning what? Minchas Nesachim can be brought Balayla and can be brought Kadosh Balayla. And when the Braisa mentioned as an example of Minchas Nesachim being brought Bayom, that we've deleted. That is not, it's not supposed to be in the Braisa, and we removed it. Fine. So the Gemara then says, Kisalek Rabbi Dimi Ashkechel Rabbi Yirmi Adiyasev Kamer Mishmeder Rabbi Yishub Ben Levi. That once Rabbi Dimi, when he went to Eretz Yisrael, so then he found Rabbi Yirmi sitting down learning. And he was quoting the name of Rabbi Yishub Ben Levi as follows. He wanted to know, Minayin L'Nisachim Habam Im HaZevach She'ein Krevim El Bayom. How do I know that Nisachim, that accompany the carbon itself, can only be brought Bayom? Tamalomer, it says in the Pasuk, Ul Niskechem, Ul Shalmechem. We have a Pasuk that connects Nisachim to Shlamim. Ma Shlamim Bayom, just like Shlamim, like any other carbon, can only be brought Bayom, so to the accompanying Nisachim, Af Nisachim Bayom. So Amar, he says, Iashkechai Dichsiv Igarta Shalchelel Rav Yosef. If you find like a letter or something, write it to Rav Yosef, who's in Babel. And below Tisali Minchas Nisachim, and do not delete the words Minchas Nisachim, meaning write him a letter Mimas Nisa from that Braisa, because really the drasha is it has to be Bayom, just like Shlomim Bayom, so too Nisachim Bayom. So now if that's really true that Nisachim are brought Bayom, it goes back to the original question, how can we said earlier that Nisachim may be brought Balayla? That's the question, to which the Gemara answers, Lo Kasha, this is not a problem. There are two types of nisachim. The classical nisachim are those that accompany a karban. But then there's another type of nisachim that can be dedicated as a nisachim bifnei atman, that stand alone, that have no shayches at all to the behema. So the Gemara Rashi explains what's the difference. So Rashi in the very top says, Ha, dikatani nisachim, behadi dvarim shadarchan likar bayom, when it says that nisachim are brought bayom, that's talking about hainu bin nisachim habam im hazevach, that they accompany the animal, the karban. So there we say, if the carbon's bayom, so the nesachim's bayom. But then Rashi said, b'fnei atman, if the nesachim are coming in its own, on its own, shelo kitchu b'shchitas hazavach, then yachal lahakir b'layla, then you can even bring them ba'layla. So Gemara now says, v'i havalei igrasa, So now, wait a second. If he had a letter, if he had an opportunity to send a letter to Rav Yosef to Bavel, would he really could he really send that? Is that really true? You could write halachas down on a piece of paper and send them off? Those who write down halachos is kesarif haTorah. It's as if he's burning the Torah. Those who learn from such svarim ainov notel schar, doesn't get any schar from this. So why is that? Rashi says kesarif haTorah. Let's say there were to be a fire on Shabbos and you can't carry because of an Erev, so now you're causing things to be subject to be being burnt. So it's a terrible thing. So because of that concern, you shouldn't write down halachas. That's the din. And then alternatively, Rashi says, Lashon Achrina, She'asr lishhoson ksuvim, the Torah Shebaal Peh. You can't write down Torah Shebaal Peh. So when you write down halachas, you write down Shulchan Aruch, you write down Mishabrua, this is all a violation of writing Torah Shebaal Peh, Bichsav. So these are two concerns why you should not write down any halachas. So how was that even allowed to send a letter of halacha to Rabbi Yosef? So the Gemara answers, no. Darish Rabbi Yehuda darshin bar Nachmani miturgamanei deresh lakish. So he was the miturgaman of Resh Lakish. The miturgaman in general, miturgaman's function was to do two things. One is often to translate to the Hamonam, and number two is to be able to amplify. The one speaking, the Talmud Chacham, the Magichir, may not have the ability to amplify. So Rabbi Yehuda bar Nachmani was the miturgaman of Resh Lakish. So he darshined. They're also Talmidei Chachamim. So he darshined Kasev Echad. It says in one pasuk Omer. It says Kasev Lachasad Dvar Ma'ela to write these things down. That's Torah Shebichsav. Because of Echad, another pasuk says Omer Ki Al Pi Adam Ha'ela. That's Pi Al Peh. So we have a Torah Shebichsav. We have Torah Shebaal Peh. We have certain things that are that Kasev Lacha and certain things that are Al Pi Adam Ha'ela. So Lo Melchav to tell me that there are two distinct Torahs. Dvarim She'al Peh. That which is Alpeh, namely, Mishnayos, that you can't write down. You can't write down Mishnayos, you can't write down Gemara. And that which is Shebichsav, that which is written Torah, you can't say them by heart. You can't quote Psukim, you can't quote anything in the Torah. So yet, Tana Debe Rabbi Shmuel, Kosev Lecha Etzadvarm Ha'ila, Eila Ta'kosev, these you write, but you can't write halachas. So how is it possible, how is it a good suggestion to write down halachas, write down Torah Shebapeh? This goes against this Drasha. So Amri, they say back, Dilma Milsa Chadase Shiny. Maybe a certain Chiddush is not. And since they needed to know the answer, Rashi says, Chadash Shlo Hayu Yodin Latar Tabrises. When there's a great need to teach me a certain Chiddush, so then that would be allowed. There's a special heter. Tehar Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, Ma'ina Besifre Dagat Tabashabasa, Bedarshe. Reish Lakish of Yochanan, the brother in laws, the Chavrusis, would sit down and learn into Sifre Agata on Shabbos. So they shouldn't forget it, Rashi says. And Vidar Shehach, and they learn this, even though there's a special gzeri, you're not supposed to learn Agata stuff on Shabbos like this. Hachi Eish La'asos La'ashem Hefar Terasecha, we don't want to forget the Torah. And Amri, they said, Mutav Teaka Torah V'Tishach Torah Misal. Better to uproot one halach of Torah, doesn't mean the entire Torah, but Mutav Teaka Torah, to uproot one halach of Torah, of not darshaning Agata on Shabbos, and to prevent it from forgetting the entire Torah Misal. So we have this Heter of Eis La'asos La'ashem, we're able to invoke. So here as well, even though you're not supposed to write Torah Shebi'al Peh down, to help answer the brises, there was a certain Heter. Take a look at the Tosas on top here, Dvarim Shebichsav. So Tosas writes here, he says, Dvarim Shebichsav Yata Rashi Lomim Ba'al Peh, Vim Tomar, Heche Karmina Mizmorim Ba'al Peh. How do we say Psukim Dezimra by heart, or any other Psukim? People say Psukim all the time. So V'yesh Lomar, Tosas writes, De'ein Lahakbid Rak Mashi Kasa B'chumash. That which is Chumash is subject to the Isser, but that which is found in Tehillim, that's not part of the Isser, and you're allowed to say Tehillim Ba'al Peh. Amnam, Kasha, Heicha, Karina, V'yosha, V'kriya, Shema, La, people know Shema by heart, and they say it by heart. People know Az Yashir by heart, they say it by heart. So these are Psukim in the Torah. How is that allowed? So Tosas answer, V'yesh Lomar, De'ein Lahakpid, Ela, Bedavar, Shem, Motzi, Achay, Midei, Chavasim. It's only a concern where you're trying to be Motzi someone. We Motzi someone, Kiddush, or Motzi something. So it's not really Motzi someone, because you're not Motzi the Psukim, you're only Motzi the Bracha. We Motzi someone when it comes to Psukim. So Lani, but you can't read out it. You can't be Yotze Lani without looking at Ksav. It's another problem. So whatever situation you're being Motzi someone to say, Psukim, that would not be allowed. There's a number of different answers in this question. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. There's a halacha. You can't do this. The Shulchan Aruch passes anything that people know in general, you're allowed to say by heart. So the Shulchan Aruch says like Parshas Tamid. We read it today. That everyone knows by heart. That you could say by heart. That which people know by heart, you could say. That which people don't know by heart, you shouldn't say. So, but this is a big discussion. There are many other answers how to get around this problem. But this is the Tosfos Shita here. Gemara now says, halfway down the narrow lines, and Amr Beis here, Amr Papa, Now that we said, going back to the discussion above, so now that we established that Nisachim Habam Bifnei Atzman, Craven, Afil Balayla, so if a person can bring Nisachim, he took upon himself to bring Nisachim as an independent Karban, so then he can bring it Afil Balayla, Nizdamnu Nisachim Balayla, Makdishin Belailo Makriven. If let's say at nighttime he has some wine that becomes available to him, he could both be Makdishin Belailo and he can be Makrivit Belailo as well. So Amalei Rav Yosef Brei de Rav Shmaya le Rav Papa Tane de Mesailacha. There's a brayso that supports this because it says Zaklal. This is the rule. Kol Akar Bayom Ein Kadosh Ela Bayom. Kol Akar Belailo Kadosh Belailo. So again, it depends on whatever it could be. Whenever the carbon's shayach, that's when you could create the kedusha. So then, Amar of Adabar Avav Alos Hashachar Posas. This goes back to Yossi's question, what's about in terms of Psulina. Alos Hashachar Posas Ben Kevarim. So the din is that once you're Makdish Balayla, so the very next change of Zman, so anything Balayla, so then the moment Alos Hashachar, the moment the sun begins to rise, so then that's going to disqualify, that becomes Psulina, just like Alos Hashachar disqualifies any limbs as well in the morning. So Kiyasa Rav Dimon came back from Eretz Yisrael to Babel. So he quoted from Amar Rav Yochanan Mishum Rav Shimon ben Yotzadok, Eilu Tasel Hashem b'Moadeichem. So the pasuk he's darshing now to pasuk with regards to Moadim. I'll read the pasuk first entirely, then we'll darshing it. It says, it is also in Parshas Pinchas that we read today, Eilu Tasu Lashem b'Moadeichem, these you should do for the Moadeichem, Levar midnidreichem, v'nidoseichem, l'loseichem, l'mechoseichem, l'tshichechem, u'lushamechem. The pasuk sounds like only these karbanos you can bring in Moadim, but you can't bring Nidarim, you can't bring Nidavos, you can't bring Olos, and Minchas, and Nisachim, and Shlamim, you can't bring these on Moed. So what is this referring to? So the Gemara says, Eilu Tasu Lashem b'Moadeichem, Eilu Chobos Habos, Chobe b'Regel. That anything that's a chov on the regal, that's what you're allowed to bring on Yantif. So the Gemara then says, "Levad midinrechem nidvosechem limeid al nidarim v'nidavos shekraven b'chol shemoed." So to tell me, as opposed to nidarim v'nidavos, may not be brought in Yantif, but they may be brought in chol hamoed. They're allowed to be brought in chol hamoed, even though it's a type of Yantif. This is something that's permitted. Ulaloseichem tells me what? V'makos v'medaber. What's that referring to? Ibalos neder. Person who took a neder. Harei kvar amar nidrechem. He says before the word nidrechem that you could bring nidarim on chol hamoed. V'ibalos nidava. Referring to a nedava as opposed to a neder, harei kvar amar nidvoseichem. You could bring both nidrechem and nidvoseichem on chol hamoed. So what's being implied by the words oloseichem? What's being added here? Ha'ein medaber ela ba'olos yoledes ve'olos mitzora. Now these are not nedarim and nedavos. These are obligations that they are now becoming tahor. They have an obligation now to bring them, and that's also allowed to be brought on chol hamoed. What's that coming to include? Ibe minchas neder, harei kvar amar. Ibe minchas nedava, harei kvar amar. So what's it talking about? Minchaseichem. Ha'enu medaver ela b'minchas sota u'minchas kenos. These types of minchas, which are not nedarim or nedavos, these are obligations. Those are also allowed to be brought on chol hamoed. So then the Gemara says weiter. So nishkechem l'shamechem makish nisachem l'shlamim. These last two words in the pasuk are connecting the two together. Mashlamim bayom af nisachem bayom. Just like shlamim, any carbon can only be brought bayom. So to nisachem, it may only be brought bayom. So then it says v'shlamechem shamechem l'rabos shalmei nazir, to come to include that even shalmei nazir can be brought on chol hamoed. So the Gemara then says, "Amalei Abai says, V'leima mar Shalmei Pesach. Who says Shalmei Chem is referring to Shalmei Nazir? Maybe it's Shalmei Pesach. What's Shalmei Pesach? So Rashi explains here, on Shalmei Pesach, it's Chagigas Yudalid, Shekashahayisa Chabura Meruba. When there's a very big Chabura sharing a Karim Pesach, you need to make sure that you ate Alasova, so you added a Shalmei Chagiga as well, to make sure everyone's full of that, and then they eat the Karim Pesach at the end. So that's a Shalmei Pesach. So maybe it's referring to Shalmei Pesach, that if you didn't bring it on Erev Yantif, you could go ahead and bring in a Chol HaMoed. So the Gemara says, why? Because the E Shalmei Nazir, if it's talking about Nazir, that Shalmei Nazir may be brought on Chol HaMoed, well, that's a Nidav and Nidavu. That's right. Why do you bring a Nazir? Because I made a Nedav, I want to be a Nazir. I made a Nedav, I want to be a Nazir. So that means the Shalmei that I bring is all bring, that's also a Nedav and Nedav. So it's hard to say that Shalmei Chem is referring to Shalmei Nazir. So it must be referring to Shalmei Pesach. The Tani, the Brisa tells us, Zaklal, this is the rule, that Kol Shehu, Nida V'Nidar, Karbim Bamas Yachid, that which is brought as a nether and a dava, can be brought as a on a Bamas Yachid. And that which is She'eno Nida V'Nidav, that which cannot be brought, Eino Karbim Bamas Yachid. So that's the principle. And the Mishnah goes on to give some examples. It's not Ha-Menachos, Va-Naziros, Kravim Bamas Yachid, Devei Rabbi Meir. So the fact that a Nazir, a Shalmi Nazir, can be brought on a Bamas Yachid, it tells me that's a type of nether and nedava. So that can be what's being implied in the word Shalmeichem. Mar says, no, Shalmi Mikan Naziros. Take out the word Naziros, meaning Shalmi Naziros cannot be brought on a Bamas Yachid. We view Shalmi Naziros not as a nether and nedava, it's actually a chova. I mean, even though I became a Nazir because I took a Nether and because I took a Nedava, but once I took it upon myself, the Shalmei Nazir is viewed as a Chov. It's not viewed as a Nether Nedava anymore. It's viewed as a Chov, and therefore it shouldn't be brought on the Bamas Yachid, and also that's the Chiddush that it can be brought on Chol HaMoed. It's not included under the category of Nether and Nedava. So Gemara says, wait a second. Could anyone really say that a Nazir, that the Shalmei Nazir is not a Nedar, not a Nedava? Meek Laman Damar Nazir Lav Nedar V'Nedevu? Vaksi, the Pasuk says, this Pasuk appears in Shmuel, it says, Meeket Arbam Shana, the end of 40 years, Vayom Avshalom El Melech, El Chana V'Avshalom Es Nidre, Asher Nedarti L'Hashem B'Chevron, Ki Nedar Narcha Avdecha, and so my lava carbon. So it's not referring to a carbon here. So this is referring to, Rashi explains here, that it was a nether of Naziros that Avshalom took upon himself, a Nazir Olam. So this Naziros, he wants to fulfill the nether of this Naziros. So clearly the Pasuk in Shmuel is telling us that Naziros is called a nether.
So,
Rashi is every 30 days, I think, actually. I think they look at Rashi, Asher Nadarti Lashem Bechevron, Mashma Bechevron Eilech, Vashalma Sham Nidrei, I'm going to Nidrei, I'm going to go to Chevron to pay off my nether. Vahu Nether Naziris Haya, Vavsham Nazir Olm Haya, Umishloshim Lashoshim Yom Haya Megalech, every 30 days he would cut his hair, Umevi Karban, Umidahalech Lahaku Karbanos Nizirosa Bechevron, the fact that he went to Chevron to bring a Karban Nazir, Dehi Bamas Yachid, Shmamina Nidav Nidavu. Because what was in Chevron? There's no Beis HaMikdash in Chevron. There's no Bamas Sibur in Chevron. There's no, at best, the Bamas Yachid in Chevron. So the fact that he brought a Karban Nazir in the Bamas Yachid in Chevron tells me that the Nazir must be a Nether and not a Chov.
She changes it.
Kubetz changes it to Mishana Lashana here in the Kalei.
Uh-huh. But that's what the Artsko says. Yeah. You think the Sheet to follow the Artsko? So okay, so okay, fine. So then the Gemara says no. So my lava carbon is not referring to fulfilling his obligation as a carbon. Where it says no, ikar nidro in terms of the ikar neder. So Rashi explains here ikar nidro kai. What's going on here? He says hi becheron v'hachi kamar. Ilchana libama gedola begiva. I'm going to give on where there was a bama gedola. The hasim who mizbeach she'asim Moshe. They brought the mizbeach of the Mishkan of Moshe into Givon. Vashalma nidra, I pay off my nether. Shadarti b'cheron that I took in Cheron. Avaloshi avoa karbon b'cheron. He was saying, wait, he took the nether in Cheron. I'm going to fulfill the nether that I took in Cheron. But he's not paying the nether in Cheron. He's not bringing the carbon to Cheron. That is going to give on where there's a bama gedola. That's how you read the pasuk. So Gemara says, Amar, Iker Nido Bechevron Hava? He took his nether while he was in Chevron, is that really true? Valo Begosher Hava, he was in Gosher, a different place. Rashi explains, it says in the Pasuk, he was in Gosher when he took the nether. So Amar Rav Acha, V'i Tema, Rabba, Bar Barchan, Bar Rav Chanan, Lo Halach, Avshalom, Ela, Lahavi Kvasim, Chevron. He went to get sheep from Chevron to bring to the Bama Gadol, but he wasn't being Makriv Karbanos in Chevron. And Hachanami Mistaver, this is very logical to say this. If it's true he went to bring a carbon in Chevron, that doesn't make any sense. The Shavik Yushalayim v'Azil Makir b'Chevron. Who would leave Yushalayim to go to Chevron to bring a carbon? Ella as Ella Mai Lahavi Kvasim b'Chevron. He must have been going to get sheep from Chevron and bring it to Givon or to Yushalayim. So Gemara then says Asher Hi Asher Nedarti Lashem b'Chevron. If it's really true that we're saying when he says Asher Nedarti that took a nether in Chevron, it should say really Mechevron that he came from Chevron to collect the kvasim. So the Gemara says really it sounds like Pashat Pshat is he really went to Chevron to bring a carbon. So what's Pshat here? Ella Liom Lakuve. He went to Chevron to bring a carbon. With the Kakashlachal, your question, am I Shavik Yushlaim, Umakiv Bechevron? Why would he ignore Yushlaim to go bring a carbon in Chevron? Tikshak Givon, why did he ask a question? Givon de Makom Kadosh. Why did he ignore Givon? Givon was really more Kadosh than Yerushalayim at that time as well. So Gemara says, El, it must be, Kevin Shehutru Abamos, since Abamos were permitted at that time during the 14 years of conquering the land and dividing the land. So Kol Hecha de Bai Makriva are Baim Shana. So whenever you're able to koyech the b'makriv, wherever you want it to be makriv during the 40 years, you're able to be makriv, and therefore there's no Yerushalayim, there was no Beit Hamikdash at that point, and it was a time period where bamos were permitted, and therefore it did not during those 40 years, wherever you wanted to bring a carbon, it was fine, and you could ignore the question of Yerushalayim and Givon. He mamish went to bring a carbon in Chevron. So the Gemara now says, let's try to get to the mission if you want. Where are we now? Oh, so I missed that. So again, Kol Hecha the Bai Makriv period. Arbaim Shana Laman, 40 years of who? Who is ruling for 40 years? Tani the Brisa says that Rabbi Nuharai Omer. He explained Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Miket Arbaim Shana Sheshalulhem Melch. The 40 years that they were seeking a king. The Tani the Brisa tells us also Shana Sheshalulhem Melch. The year that they asked the king, they wanted the king, the Eshmuel from Hashem for a king. Also Shana Asir Sheshmuel Hayisa. That was the 10th year of Shmuel's reign, I guess. And then Esa Shana Melch Mishmuel. Then Shmuel was 10 more years Ba'atma. He was 10 years. And the Shana Achas Shemalch Shaul. Then Shaul Ushmuel. They overlapped for 1 year together. Vishaim Shemalch Shaul Ba'atma. Then 2 years where Shaul himself was a king on his own. Ushloshim the Sheva Shemalch David. And then 37 years of David. These are the various calculations of the 40 years of reign. Okay. So that's the 40 years of referring to the pasuk, and I guess we'll stop here and good chodesh, and we'll continue mitzvah Hashem on Sunday.